Very quickly, before we give you on the phone, just want to congratulate Mazal Tov, the Heskia family, on the wedding of Sivan Heskia tonight. Mazal Tov, only we should gather for Smachon Bezad Hashem. Very quick halakha. Up until this point, we were talking about, in general, what you are allowed or not allowed to ask a non-Jew to do for Yom Shabbat. But we didn't get so specific with regards to, let's say someone is sick on Shabbat. If someone is a Choleh She'en Bo Sakana, he is someone who is sick, but it's not a dangerous illness. He's just sick. What are you allowed to ask a non-Jew to do? Let's say you need something for the sick person. Or let's say even more practically, someone who has a young child, a katan, a little baby or a child, something, and the child needs something on Shabbat. So the halakha is, for a sick person or for a child, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew even to do something that has a Torah prohibition. Even though it's a Torah prohibition, for a choleh, for someone who's considered sick, we would permit that. So there's many instances where this is very practical, especially with the baby, that this comes into play. Let's say, for example, you know, there's a child who needs to, they need to have warm milk, for example, and there's no way for them to have warm milk. So we permit the non-Jew to be able to bring hot water or warm water, and for the person, the housekeeper or the goya or whoever, to put the milk into this hot water in order to warm it up for the child. Or another instance, let's say, for example, the child needs to sleep. And you don't want to put the child to sleep somewhere without a monitor, without being able to hear them, because you don't know if they're crying, if they're not, you can't worry about them. So according to halakha, in a case of it, for a child, if there's any, if there's any worry or whatsoever, anything at all, we permit asking a non-Jew for you to be able to do anything for the need of the child. If there's any need of the child or any need for the sick person, even if it's a Torah prohibition, in general we were talking about healthy people. But when it comes to a sick person or a child for that regard, then we would be able to ask a non-Jew to do something for the need of that child or sick person. Have a great day.